Thank you for listening to you, me, them, everybody. Did you also know that? In addition to you, me, them, everybody, we also produce You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents every Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont, 21 and up, and full lineup at youmethemeverybody.com.
Okay, everybody, welcome to Hour 8 of Sábado Gigante. Jesus Christ. Ken Barnard is here making a rig for his microphone.
I learned this from a 70-year-old magician at a street festival last week.
A 70 or 7?
70.
Oh.
They don't make these anymore, these type of mic stands.
He's fashioning a mic stand out of a wire hanger.
So we can drink two-fisted stuff. Can you hear me? How's the audio on that?
Oh, it's awful. It's just awful, yes. It's just the microphone cord shaking everything.
Just squeeze it. There you go.
It sounds like it's under your chin, which it is.
Say goodnight. There he goes.
Better? Is that better?
Actually, it's not that bad.
Excellent. Okay.
This is
terrible for me, but we'll make it work.
Why don't you just switch and she could hold the mic?
No, I think this will work. This will work, right?
This is something to do.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
Because it's an awful idea. That's exactly why not. Ken,
even Junior with the big burger, hot dog, bacon, sausage.
Someone eating during the show?
He ate it with one hand and the other was the mic.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Very nice.
He's very
but
capable.
He's astute over here.
He is astute over here. And we are with Lena.
Hello.
Lena what?
Lena Del Toro.
Are you still doing that shit?
You know what, though? I am going to divorce Benicio Del Toro and move on to Tom Hardy. But Lena Hardy does not sound as good as Lena Del Toro.
What's wrong with your actual name?
I don't know. I don't like it.
I like your name.
Lena Bunty.
Yeah, that's a good name.
But the way it's spelled, LinaBunte. My whole life I've got Lina Bunt, Lina Bunta. I was in the newspaper once as Line Bunt. LineBunt.
So no one knows who that is, so don't worry about it. How was volleyball?
Softball.
No, volleyball. I played in high school, all through high school, and I was on a traveling team and everything. I loved it.
Volleyball, eh?
Yeah.
Why volleyball? What drew you to lesbian women?
You know...
There's nothing... Hey, I'm a fan of lesbian women.
No, I understand. Looking back on my high school volleyball team, there may have been one or two lesbians. Looking back. And one of our coaches was definitely...
Was it like Glee for volleyball?
No.
Then why did you do it? That's my new rule. Unless it's like Glee... I'm not interested. Merle, what are your thoughts on Glee?
I love Glee.
What's your favorite
part
about Glee?
But how can you do... I'm trying to think how you could take Glee into other activities of your life.
Ken,
it's like a religion.
How could we take Glee?
Honestly, I don't... I haven't watched Glee. I was in show choir in 3 years.
Really?
I was a three-year starter in high school in show choir.
Wait. Three-year starter?
Most sophomore boys did not get in, but I was... I had a fantastic voice, also
what
male genitalia, so they always need more boys in show choir.
What kind of singing did you do?
Mainly tenor, but I'm a straight-up baritone.
Okay, could you perform for us right now?
We did a lot of... what kind of song you want to hear?
Something mid-tempo?
Okay, great. I got the perfect song for you. It's called Tiny Hands. We would do it around Christmas.
Let's
do
it.
It's a Jesus song.
Here we go.
Tiny hands, he's got tiny hands. Hop, hop, tiny hands. It's many parts. He will lift us up with his tiny hands. And then there's other the girls
that was
singing.
Very, very
Who
good.
Who has tiny hands, though?
The baby Jesus has tiny hands.
That's very good.
Baby
Ken.
Jesus.
I'm
imagining Jesus being nailed to the cross. And, he's got tiny hands. What are we going to do? How are these nails going to fit?
That's a very funny aside. Good job. These are two comedy people.
Comedy people!
Lena, is a creative director? Is that your title?
I'm going to go. I'm the office manager. I am running.
Don't say that. That sounds shitty.
How about this? I am running chemically imbalanced
there you go.
Comedy, chemically imbalanced theater, 1422 West Irving Park Road.
What is chemically imbalanced theater?
It is a non-for-profit black box theater here in Chicago. We have 65 seats. We are in the process of opening a bar right now. We've recently acquired the building next to us.
Oh!
And built the bar, set everything up, and we had our inspections, and we have a few more things to fix, and then we'll get our license.
Is it important to offer alcohol when you offer comedy?
I will say yes.
Why?
Right now we're BYOB, and everyone loves this. People come in with coolers.
So do they just need a place to drink and there happens to be a show?
No, I'm going to say there's a show where they can happen to drink.
Okay, that's a better answer. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be mean to you.
No, I understand. I'm ready for anything you throw at me, Brandon.
But you are not.
Oh, shit.
Lena, you're funny. Why don't you do stand-up and try to do something on your own? Go.
No.
You are funny.
All right. Let me tell you that with stand-up, you are on your own, and I...
Are capable and afraid.
I am very afraid.
Why? You shouldn't be. You're very funny. You are obviously not ready for my questions.
No, I'm not.
Offered. Ken, you are a very, very funny stand-up.
Very funny.
Right, and super. I'm probably one of the most afraid stand-ups out there, and that's something that I take pride in.
Thank you.
So much fear in my act.
What should Lena be doing to get on stage? What should she be trying to do in improv and sketch in order to make her a stand-up?
Okay, well, I know I first did improv as well, and the first couple times I did stand-up, I would just honestly scream into the microphone like a little girl. So don't do that. You'll get a couple sets under your belt, and then you start telling jokes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, it's like anything else you do. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
Right.
You have to be funny though. If you're not funny,
is funny.
Yeah.
So and I started out doing improv and moved into scripted work, and I've been doing scripted work for the past 4 years.
Do you still do improv?
No.
Why?
And the last few times I've attempted it, I've lost confidence.
Oh.
And I can hardly sit through. This is horrible. Being, you know, running a theater that does improv, I can't even sit and watch the shows sometimes. Not to say that our shows are bad. Our shows are wonderful.
I think you're saying your shows are very bad.
No, it's a personal thing. Because I've been through it, I know what's going through their head, and I'm sitting there, and for any reason, I just start to sink in my chair thinking, if I was on stage, this is how I would be feeling.
Do you think if you weren't managing the theater, you'd be able to go on stage?
No. No, it has nothing to do with managing the theater.
Really?
Yeah. I think I've gotten too comfortable with scripted work and other directors just having my back and lost the confidence of standing by myself and flying by the seat of my pants, which I have tons of friends who are amazing improvisers and still do it to this day. And I hang out with them, and of course I get the twinges of, oh man, I want to do that again.
Do you think I mean to sketch and improv people? Honestly, I think I am. I don't like that about me. I think I'm very mean to them. I don't respect them as much as stand-ups.
Hmm.
Do you think that's fair?
You are allowed.
Ken is saying yes.
just the coat hanger is choking me.
It is choking.
Adjust my Adam's apple.
By the way, Ken is making this incredibly difficult to mix. Every single movement.
You're not
and
even
gesture.
Holding your beer anymore.
Should I?
Well, he has two free hands. He's just lounging with a with a microphone.
Honestly, one of the most comfortable podcasts I've done. So is
you
it,
have do done you, a lot of podcasts.
Do you really want me to do? Should I do something different? Is this
no,
better?
No, it's fine. I got it. That's why I'm.
I don't even know what mixing means. I mean, you're talking cake shit to me. I don't. I'm not. I'm a semi-Luddite.
We already talked about that earlier.
That's really funny. That's really no. That's very good.
No, I want to. That's all I'm going to talk about now is cake references. So,
what's your favorite cake show?
Cake show.
Okay, that's good. What's your favorite network to watch cake shows?
Probably Cake Network.
That's good. What's your favorite frosting?
Plain.
What's your favorite band?
Brand of cake?
No,
sure.
Band.
Band?
What's your favorite band?
Weezer.
Come on.
The answer's cake. Cake or the band Cake-like.
But I only like Weezer songs where they're covers of cake.
Okay,
so
that's good. Did you ever hear the band Cake-like?
No.
Two of the members, it's the only woman in the state. Carrie, what's her name? She's very funny.
Carrie.
Something. And another woman from another sketch show. I am very tired.
Wait, what do you mean they're the only women in the state?
Oh, the TV show The State had, or the sketch group The State,
right.
Only had one woman.
I literally thought you meant in the state.
Oh, the entire state.
We don't
what
count?
State?
Yeah.
Are we just...
Wyoming is probably a lot of dudes and not a lot of women. So maybe Wyoming, the state of Wyoming.
They're big there.
Have you been to Wyoming, Merle?
No, isn't it the square one?
Sure.
Rectangular?
Sure. It's a square one.
There's one that's
the
very
good old,
rectangular.
That old Irish saying... Right? I wish I was in ye old Wyoming, that square state of mine.
That's on their license plate.
Yep. It's a very long license plate. It's 18 numbers as well. It's very long. It's on the side. What? You're drinking a beer, Merle. I don't like this about you. Why are you drinking beer all of a sudden?
What do you mean? I've had like five of these earlier.
Okay.
I don't like this about you?
2 hours ago, you said you were on beer 7. How had you gone from beer 7 to 5?
All right, then I'm on 8.
Okay, there we go. Fantastic. I don't like all these people drinking. This has now become an intervention for everyone but me.
I don't like
you. You all need to look at yourselves.
I know. I asked for a straw. I brought this bottle of wine, and I asked just for a straw, and Brandon insisted that it be poured in a glass.
Yep. Yep. What's wrong
with
you?
What does that say about me?
Yep. You should have just started chugging it in front of him.
Ken, you're leaving town. Town being Chicago.
I'm leaving Chicago for Los Angeles, California.
When?
I'm leaving July 30th. I'm going to have a couple shows before I go, but yeah. I'm just.
Why are you leaving?
They just need actors out there.
They
and
do.
I act, so.
That's true.
Work is easy to find, and I fucking love terrible sitcoms. So
that's
always
good.
Been my favorite thing.
If,
so.
What do you hope happens in the first year of you being in L.A.?
In the first year?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't have a lot of I'm a pretty level-headed person. I don't know. You know, probably just everything. I would like everything to
that's
happen.
That's good. That's good.
But, you know, get an agent and then a lot of other more boring things that people aren't interested.
That's
that
fantastic.
Is this a comedy podcast?
I don't know what the hell this is anymore.
I don't
anymore.
Know who your listeners are.
I don't either.
We've never really put us in a peg.
They're 14-year-olds around
okay,
the country.
No, I can tell. I mean, the Acer that this is being recorded
oh,
on.
Oh, it's great.
It's fantastic.
It's a Dell.
You piece of shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It just smelled. The way it was running, it smelled and sounded like an Acer.
That's good.
It's really that green computer that you can get, and then they send one to an African child.
Yep. It's an African computer.
And it just has, like, cow pictures
right.
on
you
it.
You have to wind it up and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's all open source software.
Wow.
Lena, are you going to move?
Someday.
Where?
Someday I would also love to move to L.A.
Why?
Yeah. I have family out there. My cousin actually just got a job with Blizzard Entertainment working for World of Warcraft.
Whoa.
I know.
They're always making more versions, so Blizzard is going to
have
a market.
Those are our listeners. You know how to appeal to them.
But he went through film school, and he flew me out there to do some voiceover work for a
what?
Video game he was making.
Ooh, very cool.
And I also did motion capture. So I put on the suit, and I had all those balls taped to me, and I was in this room. And it was amazing.
What
so,
were you doing the motion capture for?
For the video game that I did voiceover
what
for.
What video game?
I can't tell you.
Why?
It's not out
wait,
yet?
Why?
It's not out yet.
Is
when
that
will
why
it be out?
Never.
Never.
Seriously?
Probably not.
Then why can't you? Oh, it's just a sad story?
Yeah.
Oh. Why is there so much sadness in the world,
that
guys?
Just went down.
It's sadness and art. Sadness and art.
Why am I so tired?
How long have you been doing this? 8 hours?
Yeah. It's not even that long, if you think about it.
It's a work
the,
day.
It's how you're... It's a director's chair, and you have to... You're working your...
What are you drinking?
The
coffee.
Crotch situation also looks real tight in there. Honestly.
Brandon's crotch is directly
across. This is the strangest male camel toe I've ever
right there,
stared
right
at.
Right
I, you know, and I just straight up...
Good thing you're wearing your shades, Ken.
Yeah, no, thank. I mean, it's only, but it's only making it easier for me just to
stare.
To look right at it.
I wanted to do this in a towel, but it made me more uncomfortable.
He was wandering around before the show in a towel and a shirt.
I had a shirt on.
That is the most pussy way to wear a towel.
And I asked
no
him,
offense.
I'm like, do you wear your pants? Why aren't you wearing your pants?
I was airing it out. You know, Puff Daddy doesn't use a towel. He walks around nude until he's dry.
Until he's dry. Wow.
It helps his skin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think I should be doing that. Do you want to have a good show or not? No, it's not.
Well, you were in the towel.
I was in the
so
towel.
So does this mean it's a good show?
No, it's a medium
it?
Show.
And
okay.
Do we know that Puff Daddy does good shows?
Yeah.
Fine, oh, I want to just get rich. And it, how
just
is
wear
it?
Pants.
I'm simple. Wearing pants. And they are simple pants.
But we could still see your bulge.
Well, yeah.
It's a smushed bulge.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Don't wear a towel. You got to get a sarong.
What's
really the way to
what's
go.
What's really the difference? Isn't that just splitting
it's
hairs
classier.
At a certain point?
It's like a scarf for your junk.
It's much classier. Sarongs
would you ever name an album a scarf for your junk?
I would name an album many things.
Name one.
Sausages.
That's good. You're a Native American-ish
yes.
man.
Mm-hmm.
You do a very, very funny bit about being such.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work out for you? Do you like being a Native American man?
It helps when I'm trying to get focus groups.
It's good.
For market research.
It's very good.
Do
you get a lot of those?
You know, I do them from here and again. They're, it's a science. I'm sure people, you know, that listen to. You guys have done market?
I have.
Merle has. Yeah, Merle
I
has.
Love them.
Yeah, they talk about it. It's all just a bunch of marketing. And I work in marketing. I shouldn't. I have to lie about that I work in marketing to do, work for other
yeah.
marketing companies. It's really stupid. I'm a secretary at an architecture firm in my fake job.
What do you do for your real job?
During my real job, I work as a news analyst at a market research firm.
Oh, shit.
That sounds awful.
It is. You know what? It's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It allows you to do stand-up as much as you want.
Yes.
You said you used to do sketch and improv and all that stuff.
Sure.
Do you still do any of that?
I mean, I improvise in my stand-up. I don't do as much sketch, but, you know, I do some video stuff. But not so much. I work best with myself. I mean, I love collaborating. It's great. Yeah. But the nice thing about stand-up as opposed to sketch or improv is I can come up with a joke, more than likely terrible, today, and then go and perform it that very next night. So it's an immediate gratification, and also you can always be working on new stuff without rehearsing or other people's schedules.
How do you work out that new stuff? Do you start it on stage, or do you have a bit? If you have an idea for a bit going up, is it just in a weird aside that could turn into a bit? How does it work?
Sure, all of the above. Yeah, most of my stuff doesn't make a lot of sense to normal humans.
It's very smart. You're a very smart comedian.
I would say it's more dumb, but I consider that the highest comedy compliment. But
it's,
I think
it's
one
dumb,
the
smart
same.
Comedy. Yeah. Yeah. Who else is like you in this city?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
All the Bloot people that do the Bloot, or do the stupidest comedy.
Yeah.
As far as stand-ups are concerned.
Yeah.
Chris Condren is dumb and doesn't make any sense.
That's true. He doesn't.
How about Nick Vatterott?
Nick Vatterott.
Oh, but he's gone. That's the problem.
Is he in L.A.?
He's in New York. He did my show in New York. Yeah. He's a very, very funny guy.
He's very funny.
Yeah, I would say he... Well, yeah. He is probably like a stupid genius.
He is a stupid genius.
You guys are that kind of humor. It's very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget. He did a show, Nick Vatterott. And one of, I think it was for CIC, Chemically Imbalanced Comedy, and he did...
What's the website?
What?
CIComedy.com.
Yeah.
He did a set, and this took place, he said wood chipper for maybe 2 minutes straight. All he said was wood chipper, wood chipper, wood chipper, wood chipper. I don't remember how he got there or where he went afterwards, but it was one of those things where it was funny, it wasn't funny, it was funny, it wasn't funny, it was so annoying and stupid, and then I was pissing myself. And it's just something I'll never forget because it was out of nowhere and what's the word I'm trying to...
I don't know.
Funny?
Funny, yeah, funny is the word.
Non sequitur, non sequitur. It was very non sequitur.
Yeah, it's the way you do something for so long that it's funny at first, and then people hate it, and then it becomes funny again. If you can get a third or fourth wave of laughter out of doing the same thing, I think that's...
You've succeeded.
That's what we're
fantastic.
Doing here, except we're just giving people... No, it really is.
We're going hour after hour.
We're just giving people booze so they think it's funny, but they're just really angry and hiding their pain.
If I can visualize for the listeners and watchers, there is a dead horse truck parked right outside, and they just keep
piles
loading
and piles
them
of them
in.
Dead horses.
Oh, it smells. There are flies. You don't even
and
know.
And we're going to eat them later.
I hope
That's how much
I call the tail. I love horse hairs.
Barbecue them.
Where are you from, Ken?
Originally, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the city of champions.
Why did you move?
I went to school in Washington, D.C. for a very brief time.
Where'd you go?
I went to George Washington University, which is where the rich kids that don't get into Georgetown go.
Yep, I live in D.C. now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a fantastic $40,000 education.
That's like where Lena and Merle and I went no reason.
Yeah, I went for 3 semesters, still paying it off. It's fantastic.
It's very good.
And then I left school at concurrently. I also got kicked out. And then I moved to Chicago to do comedy.
How long ago?
8 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah. Why did you come
here? Aren't you only 28?
I am 28. Yeah, I moved here when I was 20. So.
And
why did
doing...
you come here and not New York?
I had a girl that I was dating at the time lived here,
of course.
Also I had visited it and liked it, and it was kind of like the place to be for young up and coming people that want to sort of get their feet wet, cut their teeth, kind of deal.
Yeah. Do you think that Chicago comics stay too long in Chicago?
No, I don't think so. I mean, people stay until they're ready or until they get something.
I think
some people leave too early, but then they also... You don't have to put in a requisite amount of time. You can also learn and grow in other places.
Oh, of course, of course. I just... I'm in D.C. and all these... You probably know this by being in D.C. for a while. Everyone moves to New York way too soon in terms of, I'd say, their level of comedy because it's the same, like, cost of living. So you're no longer trying to get better. You're trying to get any show you possibly can in probably the hardest market to get a show. We're like, Lena, you moved to Chicago for comedy, and you're still for here, and there's a thriving scene here, and it makes you better. And that's kind of why you came here. But in L.A., it's a lot harder to become better, I'm assuming. I know in New York, it's a lot harder to get better.
I don't think it's that hard in Los Angeles. I mean, there's a lot of, and this is coming from a person that is going to move there and has not ever lived there, but there's a lot of shitty stand-up in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get ready for your comedy Jesus, West Coast.
Comedy Jesus, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or skinny,
no,
too.
That's taken. I've taken that from someone else.
Do you have tiny hands?
Yeah, I was going to, yeah. I'm
tiny hands, that's very good.
That's called a callback.
Yeah, I'm going to do something like T.H. Jesus or something
T-H
like
Jesus.
That when
I
do
like
the ethnic shows, so. And that's mainly going to be my focus. I haven't done any of that here, but I'm going to really try to be an ethnic comedian there. Just, mm-hmm. I mean, I want to do the
A
George
Native
Lopez
American?
Circuit.
No. Yeah. Don't knock Lopez. Lopez put up somebody I like.
He puts up great people.
Yeah,
I've,
he does.
It's just a very sad show all around.
Just because it's full of no talent doesn't make it a bad show.
No, no, he puts up good
just
people.
Makes it an average show.
Yeah, I think he's doing. I don't know.
I like
can't
George
speak to George Lopez.
Lopez.
He doesn't.
Wait,
look
wait.
Good,
why do you like George Lopez?
Probably because he's brown and he talks about things that I've that
That's
happens.
True. You are a brown woman.
Talks what? About like you know he talks about like the boogeyman.
What?
The Mexican boogeyman.
Which is
I don't
what?
Know. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Is it Tiny
that.
Hands Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus, I'm
Tiny
apologize.
Hands Jesus.
What is the
the Mexican boogeyman is the cucuy. And how
keep
your
going.
And your and your parents, they scare you with that shit.
Like
and
go
tell
to bed
you,
or cucuy's
yeah,
gonna get you.
Yeah, he's like the cucuy's gonna get you.
Could they not have come up with a scarier name?
They say that
cucuy?
Shit to you. It's the cuckoo.
You and better watch out, because the fucking cuckoo is going to come and rip your goddamn eyes out.
But that's the boogeyman in Spanish. He talks around and it's funny.
Did Ramon and Gudelia tell you about that when you were growing
yes,
up?
Yes,
they
are my
did.
Parents.
We kind of could assume those were your parents and not just two random people. Actually, it'd be much scarier names. If two random people.
Random people are yelling.
Hey, lady!
Putting me to bed every night.
Yeah. You didn't
I
have
like
strangers
them, right?
putting you to
so
bed every
fuck
night?
Fuck you.
Oh, why would you tell that to your parents at such a young age?
To fuck them.
Why are you doing this? I really want to throw this mug at the wall.
Hey, which
I'm
one is it?
I'm not going to. What? Which
the
one
mug.
Is what? Oh, it's the Jade Dragon tattoo
oh,
mug
okay,
that you
then.
Have.
That's okay.
No one in this house has a tattoo.
It's a friend of ours.
Who?
Matt.
Matt Laporte?
Yes.
Wait. Matt Laporte gave you this.
Remember
yes,
him?
When he got his tattoo of a
garbage.
Line.
A garbage
from...
tattoo, yeah.
No, I think it was a Tori Amos.
Oh, that as well.
Garbage the
line.
Band.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the garbage of the band logo.
That's awful.
Matt but Laporte is someone the three of us went to college
yeah,
with.
Yeah, this was a quote and the No, I'm sorry. It was a Taking Back Sunday quote.
Not a quote, a lyric.
A lyric from a band that's
They're still around.
They're still around.
They are.
No one
yeah.
really. Yeah.
They don't sound like they're doing well, just by the way you
They actually
that.
Kind of are.
They're doing moderate.
They're still around.
Yeah.
But anyway, he got that and he didn't want it, so I took it.
That's fantastic. That's why I'm...
Even though I don't drink coffee or anything, I just like collecting random...
You could drink tea out of a mug.
You
okay.
can drink whiskey out of it, too.
That's true,
which
Ken.
Jane Fritz will do in about 4 hours from now.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited.
Now
I'm,
I saw
sincere,
him.
Actually.
He's drinking out of the fancy tiny glasses.
Ooh, speaking of fancy tiny glasses, Lena, you are wearing tiny glasses on your face. How are those working out for you?
You know what? These are not tiny glasses. They're actually large, and I got them from Z... Should I not? I mean...
Okay, really?
Okay. Zini Optical.
Are you scared that... Are you,
I don't know. What am
gonna,
I allowed
like,
to say? I don't
him?
Know. So this website... Listen.
There's no God.
It.
There's...
Let me
start
talk.
With that and continue. Who
if
cares?
Anything, you say their name, they're going to give you free
They're
going
to pay me. I hope so.
Yeah, they listen to podcasts.
They're amazing. So this website, Zini Optical...
Make
you
sure
plug
to
in.
Tag it with them.
No, yeah. Nope, I won't. I'll tag all the competitors so they never give you a discount.
Right now, we're probably cut away to a Zini Optical ad by now.
Yeah,
right.
Apparently, really quick aside, we were talking about shit last hour. Someone took a shit in the McDonald's on Chicago and like state. And as soon as we talked about that, the ad that broke in on Ustream was
no.
for chocolate chip cookies. No joke. It's amazing.
Google gross.
Watching
They're
it.
In on the joke.
Continue. I apologize for interrupting.
No, that's okay. This website, you plug in your... prescription. These glasses that I'm wearing now, frame, lens, shipping from China, total dollar amount $25.
Holy
what?
I'm not kidding you. I just ordered another pair. The only downside is it takes 1 month to get to you.
Who cares?
It's
oh my god.
It's
okay.
ridiculous.
But I'm buying seven
see,
glasses.
You still have to go to an optometrist first.
Really
I don't really need them.
I'm
I will
the
just buy them.
Glasses, but you don't know how they fit until you get them out of the box.
Here's a cool thing. You upload your photo and you can try them on their website. You upload your photo and you click try on and it'll put the glasses on your picture so you don't physically
you don't know,
know.
They can't give
you
anything
know.
Free it's $25 for glasses
but at a certain point you're like it's $25
exactly and I just ordered this other pair that came in yesterday they're very small they're actually they look like bifocal glasses
okay.
reading glasses
you,
it's
did you
one monocle.
Two monocles
they're very small and I tried them on my picture on the website they looked awesome I got them the other day, put them on, and I wasn't sure. I wore them for the whole day, and I do like them. But at the same time, as soon as I put them on, I thought, ah, shit, I don't know if I like these. But wait a minute, they were under $50. Who cares? I'll order another pair.
So money is like free to you. It's just not an issue at all.
Exactly.
You're very, very rich.
I am so rich.
We're all rich because we like comedy.
Money.
That's fantastic. Well, they're $25, and you also have the satisfaction of knowing that probably at least two Chinese
children
factory workers
were
killed
children.
Yeah, either they're children or they're grown adults that throw themselves off of balconies.
Oh, that's true.
That
those are probably made of dead Chinese babies.
But that only increases the value.
I like all of your ideas, both of you. Lena, what's your goal right now?
My goal right now? I'll tell you a short-term goal.
I would like to know that.
I want the bar at the theater.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. Listen, this is great.
CICcomedy.com.
I want it to be up and running, and I'm going to walk away and go back to school.
Why?
Wow.
Wait. What are you going to go back to school for?
I would love to go back to school for graphic design.
Why?
Because I like art
well,
and computers.
Well, can we say this?
What?
That you did, you know. You went to school, but...
Right, I dropped out.
Yeah, she didn't finish.
I did not finish.
Neither
I don't have my bachelor's. I don't even know if I have my associate's. I've been taking classes at random community colleges, knowing that I did not take this class at DePaul. Let's take it now.
Yeah.
So I'd love to go back and get a piece of paper, which is also bullshit.
It's doing us real well.
I know.
Brandon
well,
and
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yay. Well,
I want to go back to school.
I wish you the best. But
thank you.
Why graphic design?
Like I said, I love art and I love computers. I
also,
love playing around with Photoshop.
You see our friends who are graphic designers.
No, but here's the difference.
Here's
the difference. Positive female versus angry male piece of shit. Positive female is going to win every time.
Ooh, that is true.
Yeah, you're going
to
do great.
I would also love to get into voiceover. I've taken voiceover classes at different schools around Chicago. I'm always the
youngest.
Is
it just the hit record on Audacity and don't sound like shit?
Is it
no.
what?
Nothing.
There is so much more to it, Brandon. Seriously. No, are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Voiceover.
I did one voiceover when I was working at the radio station. Mm-hmm. It took me an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the guy was like, you got to do it this
exactly.
way.
It took
keep
you
going on
1 hour.
It was a fucking hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
one
even 30
hour.
Seconds.
Yeah, exactly. 1 hour for 30 seconds.
But here's
that's
the thing.
Not bad.
I don't know.
Voiceovers do it like that.
Well, yeah, with more
they,
time.
They
and
do
practice,
a minute, maybe.
Yeah, it's like learning a song. The more songs you learn, the easier it
But in all the
to
classes I took, I was the youngest and the only female.
Exactly.
So I feel
need
like
you.
I'm a hot commodity, you know? No one.
Exactly.
Do you have voiceover characters?
I can do
you could
certain
do,
dialects.
Yeah, you
can
easily do that.
And
you would be good at that too, Ken.
I do a little voiceover. I do some commercials. I think voiceover is the hardest to... I mean, it's easy to be... When you're your person, like, you can use face and your hands and stuff. I think voiceover to actually get
it
a
across.
Gig as an actor, to book a gig, is very difficult.
Now, I'm not saying it's an easy thing to do. I'm saying is all three of you have the talent. All of you have done it before. I know you can, and that's why I'm not, like, saying it's easy. But, come on. You should be doing it. You have
but
the talent.
It's not that. It's the thing is, it, when you walk into some and you say you're going to go audition, you have to have the shit down now because they're not going to wait for you.
Of course. That's anything in life, though.
But I'm saying...
You don't book the surgeon in medical school.
But there's
like,
things that they teach you in those classes that you don't know.
Of course, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Reading
but you're
copy,
making it sound like you're just going to... We're just going to walk out somewhere and be like, voiceover, and then be in it.
No, but you're going to need to spend a shitload of hours making sure you can do that stuff.
Exactly.
Which
but
you
the
could
thing
be
is, you
doing
have to do
home.
The classes. You have to do all that. You can't just turn on Audacity and just critique your own self.
Why not?
Well, here's one bullshit thing that going through the classes is... Sorry, Ken. Did I interrupt you?
No, I'm just wondering if the turn on Audacity, is that the tagline for the podcast?
You mean them, everybody. Turn on Audacity.
We're trying to get paid by Audacity.
Also, watch out for the cookies thing.
I just did a Nick Kroll bit, but I couldn't remember the Mexican word for boogeyman. Cucuy.
Cucuy.
Oh, no, that'd be a good bill. Have you performed it, Nick Kroll?
No.
You should. That'd be a very smart bill.
Well, I'm
hey, bookers.
This podcast, but
no, that totally makes. Yeah, that's a good lineup. You, Vatterott, and Kroll. Yeah, that's sorry. Go ahead, Lena. You're saying
my
something.
Dreams. Go on now.
It's not dreams. It's 6 months from now. It's gonna happen. Stop talking like that. Let's stay positive. Hold steady all the time. Lena, you were saying
staying positive. It a standard demo to cut is, you know, if you have friends in the recording industry, they can cut you a demo. But a good one, if you go through your classes or whatever, it's about $2,000.
That's bullshit.
For 2 minutes.
That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You could all
Stay
do it.
Stay positive.
You could do it. I understand the irony of me screaming how it's bullshit.
I hate when you do that.
Encouraging you to.
You just start yelling at us to do things.
Why is that bad? Oh, God forbid I tell you to follow your dreams that you voiced earlier.
I always
love,
like, when we do podcasts together, that's what it turns into, you just yelling at
me
to do
didn't you have
something?
The Mr. Rogers thing to calm you down? Remember that one?
I don't know what happened to it.
No, I just got angrier.
I think he crushed it somewhere.
Because he's dead. No, I love Mr. Rogers. He's my favorite. So.
Today is the 2-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death.
Turn around.
What does that have to do
with right.
Mr. Rogers?
There you go.
Mr. Rogers is dead.
That's
so
true. Those
Jackson.
Are two dead people.
So they're both hanging out.
Yeah, that
somewhere.
Makes sense to me.
I would like to talk about the captain of the Titanic, who is dead.
That's
he's
true.
Also dead.
25 years to three weeks ago.
That's true.
Hanging out with Michael Jackson.
That's
just,
true.
Just doing it.
He's dead. You they're all in the dead zone. It's like the danger zone.
And Michael Crichton, also dead, who wrote The Dead Zone.
That's true. Keep going.
Wait, that guy's dead?
He's dead.
I didn't know that either.
He died pretty young, right? Like 50 or something like that?
He died a couple years ago.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm like, what? Michael Crichton's
no!
dead?
What other celebrities are dead that I don't
know? Galileo's
Peter Falk
dead.
Just died.
Peter Falk just died.
Columbo.
Columbo, yeah.
With his squinty eyes and such.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cicero is dead.
What?
Famous philosopher.
The street?
And the street, they're both
Cicero.
Dead.
Cicero.
John Winston died not too long ago.
Harold Washington
name
is dead.
All the dead people.
It's going to take a while. We could do this. Let's just put our minds
here's
together.
The thing. You can just name a name.
Pulaski is, I'm sure is dead.
Joseph is dead.
Joseph Jefferson.
John Smith.
All seven of them.
Thomas Jefferson. Mm. He's dead. Who is alive? Nope, that's it. We're out of people.
There's a lot more dead people now.
Yeah, there are.
No, nowadays. Well, they don't matter.
You see the new Louis C.K. album?
That would be a really fun point in history, though, when it's at the point where there is
equal.
There are many dead people as alive people. Like, that's pretty fucked
probably
up.
like negatives, or no, not negative, that's in a year.
That has already happened? There are more? Well, yeah.
Oh, it's definitely happened.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, yeah, so it's probably like 600 well, BC, I mean, maybe?
Yeah, the we would be termites.
How it goes up.
This is okay. Way too complicated.
You have actually looked into
this to figure out.
You know, you haven't like really taken advantage of the fact that you're wearing a microphone around your neck with a hanger once.
I think I have.
You
I'm,
should
I'm
be making like dinner or something right now. We should put a stove next
Magic
to you to
show.
Make some pancakes.
Yeah, I might.
Wait. Make pancakes. That's the one thing you want.
You gotta flip them.
That's true. That is a good two-hand. So you know what?
No,
hey, I take
with
it back.
My actual hands.
You're
I
not thinking.
Under my
you have long, big hands, don't you?
No, I've yeah.
Long fingers.
I should have played piano. Honestly.
Yeah, you have very big hands.
Can we show that to the Acer?
Then you cannot be TH Jesus.
Oh, that's true.
No. Yeah, because you have time.
Is it an ironic title for yourself?
Yeah, my hands. I don't know. That's people booed when we did the song because they're that guy there. His hands are too big.
Tough crowds in Pittsburgh is what you're saying.
Man, you're kidding me. What
did you ever go to the Mr. Rogers Museum in Pittsburgh?
I did not. I did not.
Did you ever meet the man?
I did not.
It's my
but
idol.
If you fly through the Pittsburgh airport, there's a nice little Mr. Rogers, a shitty airport museum.
But that's still something. It's got to make you happy when you land to see that.
Oh, no, Mr. Rogers.
We have Rapey Quarterback and Mr. Rogers. Welcome to Pittsburgh, everybody. Oh, by the way, the other quarterback near us in Philly fought dogs. So that's another
Which one is worse?
I say the rapist.
But that was never. We don't. I can't get. I can't get into Ben Roethlisberger. I shouldn't have said Pittsburgh. I'm sorry, Yenzers.
I don't know what any of that meant.
I get real serious about sports, so I don't want to.
Is
you're being sarcastic,
sport,
right?
Football.
Absolutely.
Are you a sports fan?
Absolutely.
If
you grew up in Pittsburgh and you're not a Steelers fan, something went wrong.
Probably because you were raped by Ben Roethlisberger because he's
and
a good rapist.
By Vic
he's
Stokes.
Like best quarterback rapist in the league
you
right now, like hands down.
I would say
knocking them dead knocking them till they're bleeding from their anus. Dead. But like he's fucking aces at raping Ben Roethlisberger.
Here's what he did: he locked himself in a bathroom with a woman with a bodyguard outside.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing to do.
Because if you can't push a woman down even though you're an NFL quarterback, you should definitely have some help from your linemen who could also be bodyguards.
Not a lineman.
Aren't you
they
supposed to just put
troopers,
a necktie on the door?
Yep, thank you. If you're a classy rapist, like the old school quarterbacks that we grew up with, you just put a tie on the door.
Does,
that's a
that
very good point, Merle.
You
thank
need
you.
A bodyguard
does not
for
wear a tie. But.
Yep. Well, can't even be a classy
here's,
rapist
here's the thing.
Quarterback.
This is how I look at it.
Just a regular
I am,
one.
I am the wife or the girlfriend of the man that could... I mean, he could...
Wait, go ahead.
No, he's the wife or the girlfriend of the man.
That really could... You just beat the hell out of me. couple of times. Beat the hell out of me.
Like,
but you know what?
The girlfriend of the man.
I love you.
You're going to go back.
I cannot love you.
Yeah.
Honestly, he won two Super Bowl rings. That's something as a black and gold sports fan.
It hurts so good.
Is right? The terrible towel what the CSI uses to clean up the mess?
The CSI? Oh.
Yeah.
When I heard the CBS, I was like,
CI Comedy. CICOMEDY.com.
CICOMEDY.com /Ben Roethlisberger.
Rape and crime scenes.
As soon as they get a liquor license, watch out.
Look out. Look out.
Take the locks off the doors, ladies. He's engaged now, by the way. So
Ben Roethlisberger?
No, it's his image, his image control is fantastic because he really did get engaged a couple months ago, and they're not living together before marriage, which is fantastically hilarious. Oh, it's great! Because honestly, I love.
Well, because I'm sure he wants to rape her that wedding night.
Oh, Meryl! Just,
what?
Well,
that was the joke.
He's probably gonna cake rape her with the mouthpiece.
Cake,
you know,
rape.
And by the way, Cake Rape is Cake's new single. Completely ghostwritten by Weezer, so check that out. It's going to be great.
See, you're quick. You're funny and quick. You're good.
Because, you know, only you. No one can be.
You remember all the tangents we talked about? It's fucking good. You're real good.
What?
Exactly. Perfect response to a compliment. You're a real comic. Thanks for wearing sunglasses at night, dick.
And I will say this, because he just called you dick. They're a bit old lady.
These sunglasses I bought.
You have an angular face with those glasses.
Are they for women? Seriously.
I bought. I didn't buy these glasses. I bought a car off of my dead grandfather.
Oh boy.
And my grandmother was throwing away or donating to Goodwill a bunch of bags of his clothes and stuff. So before I took the clothes to Goodwill, I went through them and found these sweet, sweet shades.
Did you find any nice blouses?
I didn't take any of the blouses.
I feel like those glasses should have flamingos in the corners.
Oh, they do.
You ripped them off?
Well, only when there are flamingos around do I put them on. Otherwise, it's
no,
fucking weird.
No, they do look good on you. Mm-hmm. Are they prescription?
No. No, they're just good for tint and biking.
And do you podcasts. Wear a helmet?
No, absolutely not. I do not. I have a kid's helmet, but it doesn't fit.
It's funny.
It's a Steelers helmet.
I'm real tired right now.
Mm-hmm.
So tired. I'm happy to be here. All these people are giving me energy. I said I'm tired, and James Fritz just starts shaking his head. Nope. Wake the fuck up.
James Fritz was born tired.
Aww. I'm gonna. Shit. I was visiting. I was visiting sometime. I don't remember when, and I saw you at probably the best lineup I've ever seen at the Bee Kitchen, and you fucking murdered. You went on right before, right after Hannibal, and you fucking held your own to like a crowd that was meant for him, and you were
really?
Amazing. Yeah.
You saw that show? Oh,
you were so good.
I actually remember. That was after Hannibal had kind of like started blowing up, yeah?
No, this is like recently. This is
okay,
like 6 months
ago. Okay, great, because I don't think I could follow him now, but yeah.
No, you followed him now.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, this was 6 months ago.
Okay.
It's the exact opposite. I was complimenting you on how good you are.
I'm not sure what's happening.
And the entire crowd was there to see Hannibal, and you went right after him, and you fucking murdered. You were
and
so good.
And I was
good.
Telling Ken, we were chatting beforehand, and I remember him from years ago,
yeah.
from things he's done. And, you know.
Mickey
here,
Mouse
all
and
those
so on
Mickey
and so
Mouse,
forth.
Yeah.
Very memorable things you've done.
He's a memorable fellow.
No, you know what? That's the thing is I like to be as memorable as possible as a comedian and a person because I have a terrible memory. So I just let myself
So you
myself
have other people
on.
Tell
Absolutely.
Remind you.
Yeah, and then I can, about the things I remember, I can lie as much as I want because, you know, fudge the details.
It wasn't really a strong way to end it, but it was okay.
No, but I actually fudged, I put fudge in all the details.
A little bit
where
better.
Everything involves,
good.
Everything involves concentrated chocolate bricks.
See, you took it back and you made it your own. Kind of like Ben Roethlisberger. Good job, buddy. Let's plug you some stuff before we set up Dan.
CICComedy.com.
That's great. Lena, the bar is going to open sooner or later. Even if you go back to graphic design, go back to school and stuff, you're still going to try to do some comedy,
oh,
right?
Oh, of course, yes. I'm good. Not walking away completely.
We got to talk. We got to get you on stage, even if it's at the Brain or something.
I see you, Brandon, about maybe 6 times a year.
Yeah.
And every time.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. You compliment me and tell me to keep going.
Well, you're fucking funny, and you don't do enough.
He yells, but at the same time, he means well, I think.
You're really, really funny, and I never get to see you because you're never up.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. So come on. Go do it. You're funny.
Thank you, Brandon.
You know how many people I tell to do that? Not a lot. I usually say the exact opposite. You should go into banking.
Baking or banking?
Both.
Great.
Baking cakes.
At a bank. Because it's Secretary's Day.
Is that you shooting it over to me?
I tried.
But CIC, no, CICComedy.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lena.
Thank you.
Ken?
CICOMEDY.com.
Yeah, I'm doing... When are people going to listen to this?
This will probably... Well, a handful of people, whatever. But in the podcast, you want... Plug it for like a week from now.
A week from now.
Because this is hour 8.
Now, if you really like stupid, fun comedy, I'm going to be at Comedy Sports Theater on June 27th and Press These Apes. It's really fun.
Very good show.
My penultimate show in Chicago is going to be July 22nd at the Lincoln Lodge.
July. That's the show.
That's
July
my penultimate show.
22nd.
It's penultimate. It's my second to last show, but I'm putting all my energy into the second to last show and then the last show. I'm just going to shit all over the stage and get completely hammered.
Ooh, so. Where's that at? I want to go to that one. I'll fly back for that one.
I don't get money for that show, so I'm not going to plug it.
All right, July 22nd.
So. Business, baby. I got to make that ton of hands money, motherfucker.
Perfect way to end it. Lena Bunty, not Del Tor, because she's an adult. Ken Barnard, thank you so much for doing this. We're going to set up Dan from Wells Next to See. Stick around, listener.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening and watching still. We are setting up Dan Moore from Wells Next to Sea, and that will start very, very soon. We are with Dan Moore from Wells Next to Sea. Thank you for doing this, Dan.
Thank you for having me.
You were sound checking to Tom Petty.
I was.
I have a renewed appreciation for Tom Petty after driving a van around Chicago with James Fritz, who's coming up later. That guy hasn't really written a bad song.
No.
He's written a lot of songs that have been overplayed. That's not his fault. I'm a big Tom Petty fan. Apparently, I'm a big Tom Petty fan. Tom Petty, just okay.
I like them both.
I'm a big fan. I think it's I think he realized, like, I'm no Dylan. I'll just try to sound kind of like him. And it's good. Like, more power to him.
Yeah, you know, I never realized how many songs of his I liked until somebody gave me that anthology of his.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, and that one.
Did you watch the four-hour film?
I have it. I have not seen it yet, though.
Yeah, I haven't. You said you own it, but you haven't seen it yet?
Yeah.
I have not seen it or own it. I will get out of your way while you play three songs.
Okay.
Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, here we go.
All right. I want to play the saddest one first. Is that all right? All right. Senses stumbling on stones ripe with moss, you stare. I surrender. Faltered step far beyond safety net she's absorbed. Sinking slowly far below the love. Parts of pieces of what was once stitched through her side crumple softly, swarming fishes meet palms, tender toes screaming by, sinking slowly far below. It never ends. My rod. the sea floor sacred relic. I may ply a dark blue forever.
Oh, thank you all so much. Usually it's after I start playing that the room clears. So for those of you that are listening at home and can't see the multitude of people here who are behaving amazingly well and being super quiet, that was a song off Wells Next to Seas record, Guest House. This is a new song that's going to be on our new EP coming out later this year. This song is called With Our Eyes Closed. I sleep sound through the closing bell. Though all the stacking and bonding has them weeping, makes them important, I suppose. Will something wake me today? Will something wake me today? No, I'm fading, I'm holding on to the bedpost. They're waiting through faces we're dancing on. So much work to be done. It's all your fault. You're wasting my life. You're wasting your life. When must you wake me today? When must you wake me today, son? I'm fading. I'm holding on to the bedpost. They're waiting through faces we're dancing on. Hopefully Brandon will wander back in here in the next 3.5 minutes before he has dead air. I can just hijack this podcast. This is a song called Home So Airtight, which also appears on Wells Next to Seas Guest House. It's also available as a single if you go to our Bandcamp website, wellsnexttosea.bandcamp.com. You can download this for free. We've been cursed by animals
21. They'll take us, they'll take us.
Thanks for doing this, man.
Well, thank you for having me.
Was it weird to play in a room with like one person watching and like 50 people outside?
A little strange.
I was watching the other room. It looked good. It sounded good.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's all that's important.
Time to plug. Wells Next to See is playing where, when?
We are actually not having anything booked right now. We're getting set to go back in the studio for an EP.
This will be EP one after album one?
Yes.
Okay.
Should be up by the end of the year, we hope.
And it's Wells Next to See Bandcamp?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So, and I heard a rumor that I'll be doing another solo appearance.
You'll be doing 8x8.
Yes.
Which is a comedy and storytelling and music.
I'm looking forward to it.
It should be fun.
It should be.
It might not be.
Okay.
But we want it to be fun. Yeah. Sorry about the weird lighting situation. Apparently, it's too dark with that light, even though it looks much nicer.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that, buddy. Dan, thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much.
That is hour 8, 9. It's an hour. I don't know what the time is.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.